You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Shaurav Das. Microsoft is unbundling its video conferencing platform Teams from the Office suite after a European probe into anti-competitive practices. Bundling of apps is under regulatory scrutiny everywhere. But breaking up big tech might not be the magic bullet. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. First, why did Microsoft remove Teams? When the pandemic started in 2020, Microsoft included Teams in its Office suite. In July that year, Slack, a Salesforce-owned productivity app, filed a complaint in the European Union claiming Microsoft is using the market dominance of Office to outmuscle Slack. Through last year, EU regulators ruled that Microsoft is, indeed, guilty of abusing its market power. With similar regulations increasing globally, including in India, Microsoft split Teams and Office to avoid further investigations. By the end of 2023, Teams had hit 320 million monthly active users, against Slack's 79 million. Does India have laws in this regard? India's Competition Act, 2002 lays down guidelines on market abuse, covering big tech as well, as seen in the Competition Commission investigating Google with regard to its Play Store. In March, the Committee on Digital Competition Law introduced the draft Digital Competition Bill, 2024, which targets big tech in terms of unbundling of apps and dictates how apps can cross-share data. This will directly regulate issues such as the Teams Office unbundling, which homegrown startups have been demanding for a while now. Google and its Play Store policies have come under direct attention of such laws. How and where would this make a difference? Two groups will be impacted, users and small businesses. For users, unbundling could create silos of many apps, while firms may face regulatory confusion over exactly what would be defined as abuse of market power. Silos could obstruct fluid user interfaces. For small businesses, targeted advertising could take a hit due to restricted cross-sharing of data. Isn't such regulation good for privacy? For users, silos between apps could make it more complicated to cross-link calendars or synchronize documents. Further, cross-platform data sharing allows small businesses to offer users targeted advertising, which also aids easier business discovery. Consultants for big tech say users may not get the same usage experience, and further research is needed before restrictions are enforced. That said, regulations should work in favor of user privacy, so every user can agree to which apps would have access to their data. Do startups have double standards? Ironically, startups in favor of breaking up big tech companies typically operate platforms themselves. For small businesses that offer their services through platforms, silos mean they would likely have a far smaller, restricted database of users to target through channelized ads. With such ads being the mainstay of digital businesses selling products and services, creating such silos to improve competition may make it more complicated for businesses and increase the cost of acquiring users. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.